This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
On the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday, September wheat ended the day at 5.30¾, up 6¼. December wheat ended at 5.54½, up 5¾. March wheat ended at 5.77¾, up 5¼. September corn yesterday ended the day at 3.62½, up 2¼. December corn ended at 3.70¾, up 2½. March corn ended at 3.82½, up 2¼. August soybeans yesterday ended the day at 12.01, up 17. September beans ended at 11.01¾, up 16¾. November beans ended at 10.76½. That's up 18¾. August soybean meal yesterday ended the day at 391.50, up 97. September meal 364.30, up 59. October meal 350.20, up 49. August soybean oil yesterday ended at 36.20, up 27. September oil ended at 36.24, up a quarter. October oil ended at 36.22, up 29. September oats yesterday ended at 333, up 3. December oats ended at 3.24¼. That was up a quarter. Right now, we'll take you to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for a recap of the cash grain markets.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Wednesday's grain market report. First of all, the Illinois country grain prices ended higher on Wednesday afternoon. Bargain hunters entered the market today with the thought that grain markets had been oversold. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids up 3 to 7 cents at 351 to 365. Soybean bids 11 to 19 cents stronger at 1221 to 1266. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 2 to 9 cents higher at 346 to 379, while soybean bids ended mixed on Wednesday at 1232 to 1281. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were up 3 to 5 cents at 359 to 390, soybean bids 17 cents stronger at 1241 to 1267, and wheat bids mostly 7 cents higher at 456 to 491. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids ended mixed on Wednesday, ranged from 1267 to 1301. Basis ended 14 to 20 cents lower at 66 to 100 over the August. High Pro soybean meal on a truck basis offered in a range of $436.50 to $448.50, which was up $9.70 per ton, with basis unchanged, ranged from $45 to $75 over the August. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids 2 cents higher at $375 to $393, with basis steady at $12 to $30 over September. Illinois River barge loading elevators quoted producer corn bids mixed at $378 to $381, with basis 1 to 4 cents lower, ranging from $15 to $18 over September. Soybeans ended 7 to 35 cents higher on Wednesday at $12.36 to $12.91, with basis ending mixed, ranging from $35 to $90 over the August. Wheat prices 6 cents higher today at $4.77 to $5.01, with basis steady, ranging from $30 to $54 under September. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators place their producer corn bids mixed at $4.07 to $4.08. These same elevators raise their soybean prices by 17 cents with quotations at $12.76 to $12.91. Soft wheat up 7 cents at $5.01 to $5.06. And the Milo ended 3 cents higher at $4.01 to $4.21. Contract bids to producers for new crop delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. Country elevator bids to producers in those areas for new crop corn range from $3.33 to $3.51. New crop soybean bids $10.40 up to $10.54. In central Illinois, new crop corn bids $3.35 up to $3.44. New crop soybean bids $10.42 to $10.61. And in the southern part of the state on Wednesday, new crop corn bids range from $3.36 to $3.53. Both the new crop soybean bids range from $10.47 up to $10.69. That completes our grain report for Wednesday. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Livestock futures on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday. August hogs ended the day at 124.57, limit down $3. October hogs ended at 110.45, limit down $3. December hogs ended at 101.50, limit down $3. August feeder cattle yesterday ended the day at 217.25, up $1.22. September feeders 218.40, up $1.62. October feeders ended at 218.17, up $1.27. August cattle on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday ended at 156.05, up a dime. October cattle $158, up 12. December cattle ended at 157.72, down 20. Back we go to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for a recap of the cash livestock markets.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Wednesday the 23rd's afternoon livestock report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded 98 cents lower in the range of 115 to 126.47, with the weighted average carcass price of 125. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows were trading steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were 72 to 82, 4 to 5 weights 73 to 84, 5 to 6 weights 76 to 88, and 600 pounds and up 80 to 92. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points were trading $1 to $3 lower, with moderate demand for moderate offerings ranging from 85 to 92. Receipts for Illinois hogs today total 10,440 head. And now the report from the United Producers Livestock Auction for Tuesday, July 22nd. They had receipts of 412 head. Starting with the choice slaughter steers, they were 153 to 161.50. They had some high dressing, bring 162 to 162.50. Select and choice were 145 to 152.50, and select steers were 134. Choice slaughter Holstein steers were 142.50 to 148.75, with some high dressing bringing 151.25. Choice slaughter heifers, 153 to 160.75. Select and choice heifers were 148 to 151. Now on to the Fairview sale barn. They had receipts of 218 head, starting with the choice slaughter steers. They were 153.50 to 159.75. Select and choice were 152 to 154.25. Choice slaughter Holstein steers were 135 to 137. And select steers were 118 to 127.75. Choice slaughter heifers, 153.75 to 158. Select and choice were 156 to 150. Now on to Greenville for the opening report. Steers and heifers were $1 to $2 higher. Holstein steers were $2 higher in a light test. Starting with the choice slaughter steers, they were 150 to 160. Select and choice, 145 to 150. Choice slaughter Holstein steers, 144 to 153.50. And choice slaughter heifers, 151 to 161. Now in the direct cattle trade from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a live basis traded at 158 to 160.50, and on a dress basis traded at 252 to 255. Heifers on a live basis traded at 155.50 and on a dress basis at 255. From the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 385 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was 132.60, and that was $1.24 lower. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading mixed. Choice carcasses were $252.59, and that was 21 cents lower, with select carcasses at $248.71, and that was $2.92 higher. From the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 114,000. That compared to 116,000 last week, and 121,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 395,000. That compared to 395,000 last week and 401,000 a year ago. That concludes our livestock report. I'm Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Wrapping up part one of the Morning Farm Show on this Thursday, here are the bids from Hog Inc. Incorporated of Greenfield and Scottville. Corn delivered to Greenfield for July, $3.72, for September, $3.46. Corn delivered to Scottville for July, $3.63, and for September, $3.46. Beans delivered to Greenfield for July, $12.59, and for October, $10.75. Beans delivered to Scottville for July, $12.48, and for October, $10.75, and wheat delivered to Scottville, $4.70. For more information or to confirm the bids, call Hog Inc.'s Greenfield office at 217-368-2888. Pre-opening prices again, corn at Greenfield, $3.72, corn at Scottville, $3.63, beans at Greenfield, $12.59, beans at Scottville, $12.48, wheat at Scottville, $4.70. And in our farm news on this Thursday morning, earlier this week, we talked to Arlen Suderman of Water Street Solutions, and we talked about this fall's harvest and transportation. I asked Arlen about river concerns.
Well, it has been a factor this year, particularly when we saw flooding up in the upper Mississippi River Valley. It brought barge traffic to a halt and influenced basis levels along the river market. Those that were able to still ship, we saw basis levels rise. Those that were up north were they couldn't, the supply backed up, and so basis levels dropped. As we go into the rest of the year, that's certainly going to be something the traders are going to watch. I think with the western Midwest drying out, Mississippi water levels, and I think to a great extent Illinois water levels will probably be quite manageable for the foreseeable future over the next few weeks, but that's something the grain traders certainly keep an eye on.
You talked about this with Angela earlier in the month, I believe, where the availability of rail cars. Now, that's going to be a factor too, isn't it?
Rail is still a big problem, and it has been a big problem. There's several factors for that. Now, during the wintertime, we had problems getting locomotives where they needed to be because of snowfall, heavy snowfall, and extreme cold in parts of the Midwest. But underlying all of that has been this continual focus by the railroads to they make more money transporting oil, crude oil, and so crude oil has been more profitable to them than grain as a whole has been the sense. And so, therefore, it's been tough to get rail cars. I'm hearing complaints, particularly some of the smaller grain elevators. If you're not large enough for a unit train or 100 cars or more, then you're probably going to have trouble getting cars. And that's many of our country elevators around the Midwest.
That was Arlen Suderman of Water Street Solutions. Shopping centers are considered America's marketplace with more than 12 million shopping center-related jobs in the United States. Like the agriculture community, the shopping center industry and real estate development as a whole could be impacted by the Environmental Protection Agency and Army Corps of Engineers' proposed Waters of the U.S. rule. Abby Jagoda is the Director of Federal Government Relations for the International Council of Shopping Centers, the global trade association for the shopping center industry. Ms. Jagoda explains how the proposed rule will affect their industry.
We know the intent was to create clarity surrounding what is in and what is out of federal jurisdiction, but the proposed rule has thrown these jurisdictional determinations into question. As an industry that prides itself on the good business of conservation and clean water, shopping centers realize that there are some water bodies that do rise to the level of federal jurisdiction that are not currently being regulated under federal authority. But to be clear, the waters in the question are not unregulated. Many of the stormwater ditches and some of the other small waters that may now fall under federal jurisdiction are currently regulated by state and local authority under programs like NPDES.
In most cases, Ms. Jagoda says federal permits have higher prices and longer timelines than state and local permits.
So that means uncertain timelines when buildings are built on spec, as is the case with many new centers. And in some cases, those prolonged permitting timelines will cause tenants to walk away from that particular center to the detriment not only of the landlords who are our members, but the community as well.
In other news, the U.S. Department of Agriculture and the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration projected the first emergency levels of heat and humidity across much of the U.S. this week. Forecast maps indicated emergency levels in Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, and neighboring states, as well as parts of Southern California and Arizona. Iowa State University Beef Extension veterinarian Grant Duell says cattle producers and feeders need to take precautions to minimize the effects of this extreme heat on their cattle by working them early in the morning or in the evening. Also, make sure cattle are getting enough water by introducing extra water tanks to ensure they have access to enough water, as a 1,000-pound animal needs about 1.5 gallons of water per hour. As for feed, Duell says cattle should receive at least 70% of their feed 2 to 4 hours after peak ambient temperature, and the energy content of their diet should be reduced by 5 to 7%. Shade, airflow, and insect control are also very important to combat heat stress with cattle. And for more information, you go to www.ars.usda.gov. August 3rd through the 9th has been declared as National Farmers Market Week. This year is the 15th annual National Farmers Market Week, which Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack says is a great opportunity for farmers markets across the country to host special events to showcase all the tremendous services they provide. Secretary Vilsack says farmers markets play a key role in developing local and regional food systems that support family farms and help grow rural economies. To celebrate the week, the USDA Farmers Market will host a healthy back-to-school challenge on August 8th to show kids and their families how to cook simple, healthy, delicious snacks with seasonal ingredients. Other USDA officials will attend others farmers markets across the country throughout the week. A couple of reminders. First of all, the Sugar Creek United Methodist Church will have a Community Ag Day that will be held this evening from 4 until 7. The United States Department of Agriculture may not finish implementing the 2014 Farm Bill until the beginning of the year, according to Illinois Farm Bureau's Doug Yoder. Mr. Yoder, Senior Director of Affiliate and Risk Management, pointed to the sheer workload of writing all the new rules. Yoder will provide an update on the 2014 Farm Bill called the Agricultural Act of 2014 during a seminar. It will be held on Thursday, August the 7th at 7 at the Macoupin County Farm Bureau building in Carlinville. All Farm Bureau members are invited to attend. Yoder will also provide an overview of farmers' options. He said farmers should wait until USDA publishes the final rules and regulations before making any decisions, but it's not too soon to learn. Once again, the meeting will be held Thursday evening, August the 7th, at the Macoupin County Farm Bureau building in Carlinville. The seminar is free, but advance registration is requested. For that, you can phone 854-2571.